Why do I know what that means?
Yeah.
So, like, it's trying to correct itself. Yeah, it's working real hard. It's like when you're super drunk and you're trying so hard to not act drunk.
Yes.
Okay. There's an odd smell in here.
I had yats.
I was going to say somebody
that's
shit in the
hole. No, it's exactly not. Right. I feel like I'm burping it. I feel terrible. I had gum and everything.
I also, really? I can't.
Yeah.
Oh,
did
there we go.
Have a little gas?
I don't have, no, I have zero. I had zero.
You didn't gas it up?
If I walk out of the room.
It'll be gassy.
And listen, I'm rare. I've even told that, I told this to our dumbass intern. I think he was doing something and
is
I might
what we're calling him now?
I might have ripped one near him. He's like, oh, boy. I go, it's okay. Mine don't smell. Today they might smell.
I had fart petals last night for dinner and I haven't had any gas.
What did you have?
A what?
Onion chips. I call them fart, fart petals. No?
I thought it was some sort of Eastern medicine.
They do sound very Asian inspired.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you put petal on anything.
You need to
that's
have
true.
A little Asian petal.
Yeah. And then...
That's really true. Yeah, I do that. My kids hadn't heard me say that.
Fart petal?
No, yeah. No, because we went to Frosty Boy.
Oh, you did. I inspired you?
Yeah, we just hadn't been. And
yeah. Oh, no,
also,
so I didn't inspire you. Okay.
Also, it was 9 o'clock, and the kids were like, I'm hungry. And I was like, well, gosh, what? I was like, oh, we're probably all hungry. It's 9 o'clock. But it was one of those days where we had ate a late lunch, and there was other stuff going on. So,
see, my kids are never like that. We're always like, come and eat. It's hot. Get down here.
Yeah,
exactly. That's usually how it is. They
that's
never
how it,
tell
if
us.
We ate at a regular dinner time, yeah, they but work. In the summer, it's just, yeah, it's
later.
Odd.
And it's still light out at 9. Yeah. You're like, forget. Yeah. Yeah.
So we went.
It's Ben Franklin's fault.
Yep.
Daylight savings time.
You can blame a lot of stuff on Ben Franklin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Promiscuity.
All my problems, yeah.
He slept around.
He did?
Ben Franklin?
With that haircut?
I'm guessing back then they all slept around.
You think?
Yeah.
Sure.
Back then, men didn't really respect women. Let's be honest.
Yeah, not like now.
Or people. Just other people. Yeah.
Just in general.
Minorities. Yeah. Is what the word.
If you weren't another white guy, you were screwed. Literally.
What is it? Louis C.K. says you can be a time traveler and pretty much, if you're a white guy, go anywhere you in any time period.
And be fine.
If you're a black guy, you really have to be,
be careful,
careful where you time travel to. Yeah. Yeah, because it might not go too well. We haven't played this one in a long time. Welcome, everybody, to the Chick McGee Show. They're ready. I was talking to Bob about this song Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
I was telling him how embarrassed I was about it because this song is like, what did he say, 6 or 7 years old?
Yeah, yeah.
Before it ended up on King Kong. Turn it up. Let's enjoy it for a moment, shall we? I had him for the four ringer, but I had no idea the DEA was using the singer. But it's all because I love you, baby. It's all because I love you, girl. It's all because I love you, baby.
You ready?
I'm ready.
You ready? Let's roll.
Sounds like her.
I thought it was the girl. Every time it sounds exactly like Jess, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
You ready?
I'm ready.
I totally agree. Every time it gets better.
When am I going to get used to calling this the Chick McGee Show? I don't know,
but I think it's a great pick for the first song.
Yeah, you did. That is. This is good.
Are you ready?
Let's roll.
Are you
Let's
ready?
Roll.
Let's roll. Let's do it.
Let's roll.
Okay, we're rolling.
New coaster.
Oh, yeah. And today is brand new because, well, not brand new, but it's someone's birthday.
Who?
Jason, is it your birthday?
No, but I have this feeling we've been talking about a birthday
we
on the old podcast. It was some prior podcast we had.
Remember the old podcast?
Yeah. We talked about someone's birthday month.
Maybe. I did not. I think I did that maybe a year ago. I may have said something about it. I have really toned it down on the birthday talk this time.
No? I'm okay with it.
I have.
I'm okay with it.
I think it's okay for girls no matter how old you are to make a big deal.
I totally disagree.
Making a big deal about their birthday. I think it's okay.
No. Here's
unless you're like 90, and then but then
you know
might
what?
Be the oldest
I'll be making
ever.
A lot bigger deal if I live to 90.
I'm okay. I don't give a lot of people a pass because yes, it does get ridiculous. But Jess, you know, she's really good at gift giving and remembering other people's birthdays. So when it's her birthday, you have at it. I'm completely okay with that.
You go, girl.
You go, girl.
Yeah, I text Chick last night because I always have a little sadness and I don't know why. And I told Chick, I said, I'm fighting it so hard to not be sad, but. Chick's like, well, it is just kind of, I mean, like, as you get older, there's a little bit of, like, time passing, and it's not necessarily that it's your birthday. It's just a milestone, and so I was just feeling a little sad yesterday.
When it is your birthday, do you sit down and do you reflect on the entire year?
No, then I'd really cry.
Yeah. I was going to say, I've lived here 3.5 years, and hopefully I'll be...
No more than four?
Getting the fuck out of here pretty soon, but... because I got a note from the neighbor.
Okay.
Should I mention that?
No, let's go.
I saw the note, part of it. I didn't read it all.
You know, on advice of counsel, I'm not supposed to say anything.
Okay.
Sure.
You know,
it's like my dog bit them. Anyway, I had to start a new bottle of dishwashing liquid. Well, hang on.
I feel really bad
hang on.
I
thought, oh my God, this is the second dishwashing liquid I've used in this place.
Oh, okay.
I got to get the hell out of here. Well, I don't.
There's only one person, and he washes dishes a lot.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't do any.
We go through like
no, it wasn't.
Months.
I know.
It wasn't dishwashing
I made
dishwasher
my own the other
fluid.
Day.
No kidding?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I use, I'm up to hit my hips and chemicals. And
I made my own dishwasher stuff.
Well, no, it's the whole thing. It's the you start mowing the yard. You rake the leaves. You pass time. Oh my God! It's the okay. Daylight savings time ends. Football season. It's a tick, tick, tick. We're all only going to be here about another 20 minutes. I hope you guys are comfortable.
I think that this birthday was a little. I've always really felt like 29 and 36 were 29 for me was a big year. For me, in beliefs and just mental growth, it was a big, big year
for me. Once you turned 29?
Once I turned my 29th year, okay. That whole year. Okay. And so I always felt like my next, and this is just, there's no reason other than I feel like 36 is going to be my next big, and between 29 and 36 has been a lot of growth and a lot of change too.
Now you're not 36.
No, I'm not 36. Okay. I'm 35, okay. Which also, so maybe this is why I was sad because I feel like when you're closer to death than you are to your birth, that's hard. And I also feel like this is being very, very, very generous and very optimistic that this is probably midlife for me.
Oh, come on.
That seems, I think you're not there yet.
Oh, I look, the women in my family die early. They die early. And so this is in their 50s early. They die early. So I'm hopeful that this is midlife for me.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Which brings us to our new podcast and sort of, I don't want to say it's our format.
Hello.
Hello.
But we, as Jess very observantly put, that there's four of us and we're each from different decades.
Mm-hmm.
Representing different decades. I don't know if our gen, you and I kind of, I think, are the same generation. Are you considered Gen X? I think you are.
I think I actually am on the very tail end. The very, very tail end of it. Yeah, yeah.
Chick is not a Gen X.
I'm a baby boomer.
Yeah,
right?
This is the thing.
Baby boomer. Are you the tail end of baby boomer?
The tail end of baby boomer.
We might have to hire somebody new because somebody's going to be 59. This year and the next year, so we're gonna have to hire somebody in their 50s.
Oh, to
next
keep
year.
In their 50s.
Oh, yeah. It's the 50s. Because yeah. I'll be in that. Well, I'm close enough to close, as my mother would say, close enough to 60 to. Now, what are you? You're what, 22, 23? What
He's
is
25.
It?
Jeff Vibbert is our millennial.
Hang on, let me take my face out of my cell phone screen. Yeah, 25.
You're a millennial, though.
I believe so, yeah. Millennial.
Oh, yeah. You're right in the heart of the millennials.
So,
right?
But you don't talk like millennials and like they talk.
We just talked about this before the podcast.
Right.
Yeah,
it's just
like, I don't know why. I don't know where that came from. The whole, like, I don't know if that's Valley Girl.
That was, I remember when I was a little girl.
Yeah, mid-80s probably, late 80s.
My cousin, she's 15 years older than me, I think. Okay. And she taught me how to talk like that, and she would make me do it when her friends came over. You know, they gag like me with a spoon, the whole thing. Oh, yeah, good. She'd be like, watch my cousin do this. I remember that.
I don't know how far it goes back, but I think the bro talk and, like, the bromance is the thing the millennials like. Bro. Oh, man. Yeah.
Bro.
Yeah.
Like, sure.
Broing down. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. We're gonna bro
how far
down.
Back that goes.
I say bro because I think it's funny.
Oh, it's hilarious. Yeah.
Bra.
Hey, bro. No, not bra.
Bro.
Well, we had a great bro trip this weekend, Friday night.
Jason and I would like to formally thank Jeff Vibbert for saving our lives.
How'd that happen?
Friday night.
I think I saved your lives multiple times.
multiple
from
times.
Each other?
No.
Well, that's what I was fearful of.
For whatever reason, I have a famous story where I got off the air at 10 o'clock and drove to Springfield, Missouri, did a show in Springfield, Missouri, a comedy show, and drove back after the show, getting back to Indianapolis at like 5 in the morning. And I know, given my performance this past Friday night on our trip to Chicago, that story is very hard to believe.
Yeah.
But it, honest to God, happened. But this Friday night, we stopped in Rensselaer or somewhere like that on our way back from Chicago. And it was like midnight, 12:30, along in there.
It was like
1:30 or 2.
And I could not stay awake. And Jason had already taken a nap.
A cat nap. A little kitty nap.
And Vibbert kept me trying to keep me awake, and he kept saying, because I kept doing the nodding and hitting myself in the face, he goes, bro.
Oh, there's some echo on that.
Oh, there's
that
some
awesome.
Echo on bro. Hey, bro. Oh, I can drive, man. You know, one of those where it's like,
you're going to have to pull over.
Yeah, motherfucker's going to fall asleep and kill all of us. Yeah. Yeah. So we stop at a gas station. I go, you know what, Jeff? I am going to let you drive. And he was
like,
I'm going to let you drive. So he starts driving, and I was asleep, full on snoring, some of the best sleep of my life.
But I had a pillow.
I brought a
little camping
that
pillow.
That was the thing that
I
killed me.
I tucked it under little Chickie's head because I was sitting in the back.
That was the thing that killed me. Yeah.
And he was...
Game over.
I was out. I was out. OUT out.
One set. Back to me being a hero.
yeah.
Also, when Chick was driving, smooth sailing the whole way.
No, it was.
Clear skies. The second I started driving.
that exit is where it started.
Yeah.
We had maybe an inch on each side of the car between cement barriers. Their lanes were switching. Construction everywhere.
It was like a bobsled run.
Yes.
It was crazy. Yes. It was like, oh my God, where the fuck did this happen? And then you kept hit rumble strips. And
rumble strips everywhere.
Jerked the wheel a couple times, and it woke me up.
Yeah.
Quite frankly,
yeah, I felt bad.
Well, he's not used to driving such a driving machine.
Oh God,
it's the ultimate driving machine.
Which the GPS didn't work well on the way up.
Okay, so let's back up to the beginning.
Oh,
let me tell you something. For those of us who
think... In the ultimate driving machine?
How many miles did it have?
When I got in it, 7. Was it 4?
47
7.
Or 40,
something.
Yeah.
Something like that. So we go to Jimmy John's and we get some sandwiches.
From the beginning. Very beginning.
We get some road sandwiches and we're driving along and Jason, goes... what's the deal with the GPS? And I go, what are you talking about? He goes, that's not where we are.
Yep.
And it drove him up a wall.
Well, it's okay. When we went to Rushville for the East Hills show, he put it in there.
Different car.
It was a different car. It was his car.
It was
but
car,
here's
the
thing.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't let him put, let's say it wouldn't let him put north 400 west,
right?
But it would let him do west 400 north. And he said, oh, well, it's fine. And I said, no, that's a different road.
Yeah.
And he was like, no, it's not. It's this. And I was like, never mind.
But this GPS had us in like Cincinnati.
Yeah. And so we were heading northwest to Chicago. It took us around.
It was really fucked up. The GPS did not know where we were.
Yeah.
So he is, we're on the Chicago Skyway, which I didn't know this, but evidently Jeff Vibert is terrified of the Chicago Skyway.
No, this was before we got there.
What's
remember
the
we
Skyway?
Did the.
He decides to call BMW.
This was before the Skyway.
He decides that what we need to do are donuts in the.
That's what they told you would reset
no,
it?
I called BMW Dryer. Uh-huh. Okay, and I got to a service advisor.
Uh-huh.
And he said, well, either it's a.
Which service advisor?
Paul.
Okay.
He keeps
saying this. I have Chick McGee with me, and
okay. Is it
I
better?
Did, I did.
Is it better than when you called Dryer the last time, Jeff?
What are
you were
you
there
about?
When he called Dryer the last
about?
Time?
Jason's phone call was much more.
Okay, that's what I thought.
What did I say? I love everybody at Dryer.
The last time is when my. There were not really not doing a ringing endorsement.
No,
for
no,
the,
they're fine.
It's, oh,
there was an issue. Oh. And
well, it's totally fixed now. You're right. The gas.
It's tank. The car's
actually,
fault.
It's not fixed,
it's the car's fault.
It's not fixed.
Drawers.
I'll talk about it later.
Yeah. So I asked. I said, "Is there anything we can do to calibrate the GPS?"
Right.
And he goes, "Well, it probably needs to have an update, meaning bring it in,
right.
And they'll put a USB stick.
Yeah,
in
they
whatever.
Do the thing."
I go. It goes. He said, "But you can try." Turning the wheel very sharp and doing five or six circles to recalibrate the GPS. Because haven't you heard about that with your phone?
I have
like
heard,
a,
yes,
like
yes.
a figure eight
figure
with
eight,
your phone.
Yes, yeah.
Well, we tried that.
No.
Didn't work.
Okay.
Correct?
We went clockwise, counterclockwise,
well,
in a truck stop
at a truck stop parking lot with a guy walking by, people getting gas nearby.
And like 30 semis parked.
30 semis parked.
Mm-hmm. Watching, wondering, what are these three weirdos doing?
I had to close my
lot.
Eyes because I
yeah.
was getting dizzy.
Oh, I bet you were.
Yeah.
I would have.
I was not doing well.
We look like three dudes trying to get like a truck stop hand job or something. That's like,
yeah,
like
well, what
signal.
We've heard is if you
yeah.
go in the parking lot
yeah,
and go around in a circle, they'll come out and give you a hand job is what we
and
heard.
It didn't work. So then we tried it counterclockwise.
That didn't
maybe
work.
That was it.
Also, going clockwise, super dizzy. It makes you super dizzy. Going counterclockwise, you're
not
fine.
So much. Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Much worse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Isn't that interesting?
So we get back on the interstate from there because, of course, that was a potty break.
Right. How many of those do you guys take?
Only one on the way up.
Thank you.
Only one.
Thank you.
Only one. And so then I decide I'm calling BMW.
He's
the company.
It.
Yeah, the big guys.
So I call and I get a lovely lady and I explain to him my friend Charles has a loaner car. I'm like, the whole time, I'm like, they're not going to believe this.
Mm-mm.
And so I explain and she was very kind. She goes, I'm going to get you over to one of our geniuses. I didn't know BMW had like a genius like Apple has
right.
an Apple genius.
I didn't know that either.
So then I got to that guy, and he was very nice, and I explained
nice.
This. And he says, best thing probably is just to
was he German?
No, he was not German.
Oh,
he was.
Okay.
He seemed very American to me.
Okay.
So he said, you need to stop the car, turn it off, and let it sit for at least 20 minutes. So I'm like, well, we're going to be at dinner soon,
it'll
so
do it
we'll,
then. Yeah.
we'll do
okay.
it then.
Yep.
And we ended up being 4 or 5 hours we were out of the car. But I said, here's the kicker. Earlier, Chick said, can we just unhook the battery?
The battery.
Unhook the battery.
Much like if you're having
it's
trouble.
It's going to reset.
If you're having trouble with your computer, what do they tell you? Unplug it.
So I said to the guy. As
I still
we,
think that's a little horse shit when they say that.
Just unplug it.
As we are figuring out, like, okay, we did the circle thing. It's probably got to be 20 minutes. I'm like, okay. And I said, okay, one last thing. What if we just unhook the battery? Will that go? I highly recommend that you don't do that.
Are you serious?
That's what he said to me.
So what did Chick do?
And he was a little no. He was a little terse on the phone
right.
with me. And I'm like no.
Okay.
I'm with you on this.
Yeah.
Okay. This was my friend Charles's idea.
Right.
I'm not into this.
No.
He goes, Well, I wouldn't do that.
Because, don't do that.
Yeah. Because if you do, there might need to be a code you might need to input that obviously you don't have if it's not your car.
Right.
And you might get stuck.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't do that. But I'm just thinking, if I wasn't there,
oh, I
he's unplugging things. He's cutting cords.
Stuff. I would have.
Would you have done anything or would you have just done it on your phone?
I think it would have drove him crazy if we weren't
I
there.
I don't think
the
I
GPS.
Would have done anything. I would have just done it on my phone.
Yeah.
But that's not the end of the story. So we go to see Bob Schneider. We have a lovely
yep.
time.
Great time.
Amazing show.
Amazing. He turns out it's acoustic.
And you didn't know.
And I didn't know.
You guys have never seen him acoustic.
Yeah. And he tells us afterwards, he looks at me and he goes, you've never seen me acoustic. So we're driving back.
And he oddly sounds like Ms. Pat. That's so right. Weird.
You've never seen me acoustic.
Very urban.
So we're driving along, minding our own business. And
well, the GPS worked when we got in the car.
Oh, the GPS did work. But once for a little while. Long enough for to us guess, to find to Lakeshore get, Drive.
Yeah.
And from there, I can get home. But,
okay.
So we're driving along. And
in the city still.
Okay.
And someone pulls up. And does the international roll the window down. Mm-hmm. So Vibbert's riding shotgun.
Big black Escalade.
Big black
looking.
Escalade with a gentleman with who do he look? He looks a little bit like Grizzly Adams, only with a black beard.
Okay.
They look like a lineman.
He looked like a lineman for the Bears.
Had a bandana wrapped around his head.
Mm-hmm. So we rolled
his arm.
So far,
he sounds beautiful.
So
you would have liked it.
So he goes, you know, international sign, roll the window down. And we roll the window down. And he goes, Vibbert looks at him and he goes, hey, how you guys doing this evening? And Vibbert goes, well, you tell Vibbert. You tell everyone what you said,
yeah.
Vibbert.
So, yeah, he's very weird. No one rolls down a window and goes, hey, how you guys doing this evening? You guys having a good night?
How you doing this evening? Casual, are you having a good night?
Casually.
Because I expect the next thing to be, because you're not going to be having a good night anymore.
Right.
And then I just go, are you going to kill us?
He honestly looks at the guy and goes, are you going to kill us?
I think Jeff even leaned out our window a little bit. Are you going to kill us?
Yeah.
I was nervous. I was honestly nervous.
No, I know.
And he goes, oh, no. Your headlights are out.
Your headlights are out. So I was in the loaner car, and I didn't have – I always
have an automatic.
And he said you get a $75 ticket if they see it. It's automatic $75 ticket.
Automatic $75 ticket. Yeah, Chicago if you can. Or maybe everywhere.
Didn't kill you. Saved you $75.
But this is 12:30, 1 in the morning?
Yeah.
That is an odd way to start that.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, how you doing, Steve?
I bet he does that a lot. He looks a little menacing. He looked a little menacing.
But I can't wait. Have you guys got on the Bears roster to see if he would play for the Bears? No?
I mean,
okay.
This guy's very lucky that we stopped at a truck stop. I had a trucker guess my weight for 25 cents.
We kept talking about this. He did. And you got your lucky number.
I got my lucky number.
On the 91. Weight, on the scale is 90. But you kept talking about you should have purchased.
There was a 9-inch knife that they had behind, like right next to the counter. And Chick was like, "All right, I'm getting everything for everyone."
Right.
And I was trying to put the knife up there.
I go, "I'm not buying you a knife, yeah. Jeff."
But there were many situations where we needed a knife.
We should have had that knife. I would have felt better.
So the rest of the evening, I should have that knife. If I had that knife.
How awesome would it have been if that guy was like, hey, you guys having a good night? And I just pulled a 9-inch knife. I'm like,
whip that knife.
Let's do this right now.
Yeah, motherfucker, we're having a fine night. How about you?
And then he just told you your headlights are out.
And then he just goes, yeah, your headlights are out. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So the Bob Schneider Show, let's go to that.
Was awesome.
It was delightful.
There was an opener. Owen did like 4 songs, had a guy playing bass. He was great. And then, he played like 3 or 4, he had like 3 or 4 guitars up on stage. So we thought, and one of them didn't get used, so we thought that was part of Bob's band.
Jason and I keep going, I wonder what the...
Well, are they going to bring out some congos?
Yeah, we didn't see drums. There's no drums up there. I wonder, well, where are the drummers?
God, I'm so glad you guys were with him, because he would have done that with me. I'd have been like, shut the fuck.
So the opener ends and lights come up.
Who was the opener? Do you remember?
I can't remember his name.
Like
Jeremy
him?
Or Jason. He was, I thought he was good. We saw
Danny Swanson.
I don't know. We saw him afterwards. He was very nice.
He was a very nice guy.
Yeah,
he was,
good. Yeah.
And he, I think he maybe, because it's like a folk music school.
It
is that right?
Like a teacher. He's on the faculty.
He was a teacher there.
Didn't it? Don't you think where we met Bob, it had a very school
feel? Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, like there were classrooms. And it was just, it looked like Freaks and Geeks a little bit is what it reminded me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. Go ahead,
yeah. No. So we they break it down the guy's stuff, and all of a sudden we see stuff for we assume Bob.
Right.
And it starts closing in.
Because there's my god, it's getting smaller.
He had a keyboard,
mm-hmm.
and there was a mic, but there was a second mic off to the side, but mm-hmm. really close to him, and one guitar, and Chick's starting to freak out, going, "Oh my,
Oh my God, he's going to play acoustic. And I've never seen him play acoustic. Oh my God.
Chick said, I would have been so pissed had I heard about this and not come up here.
And not come up here.
Oh, but good.
It was really.
So then he had the loop thing, and I don't know the best way to describe it. I just know Ed Sheeran does it a lot. He'll start a beat. I mean, he even did a beatbox with his own mouth as the beat to a song.
Oh, who was the girl?
And add stuff to it via keyboard.
It's just amazing.
Suddenly I see. She came in and played on
KT Tunstall.
She did that studio, and it was like, I watched through the glass. It was the craziest thing to watch.
Yes, and Bob did it very well.
Good.
And I told Bob after the show, I said, I didn't know where you stopped and the machinery took over or whatever.
But he had a foot pedal that he would mute stuff.
Yeah.
He did a full-on rap, one song, maybe two.
Oh, he's a rapper.
And the cool thing is you can go to his website, bobschneider.com, and look at Frunk. And I think here within a few days.
Or if not right now, it's available.
If not right now, it'll be available. It takes about a week.
Chicago Maurer Theater. And
yes.
That sounds
he did
awesome.
Two nights. I'm curious to see what he did the second night. I'm sure he did some different songs.
You think he did?
Oh, sure.
A better song.
He's only got like 600 songs in his.
He better?
No, better songs that I should have heard. I should have gone back up on Saturday.
I wondered.
I would have
if
had to
might.
Take Vibbert. I may have just needed to
Uber. Yeah.
Can you Uber from here to Chicago?
You know what? I've been toying with. I wonder. You? Yeah. Right.
You can. Yeah. I talked to an Uber driver.
No shit.
The day How after much?
That. I don't know, but they like knew someone bucks, that probably. Did it. There was one person that Ubered like a 2-hour trip.
Yeah.
There and back. And
well, because I'm toying with the idea of Ubering from Orlando to Palm City, Florida.
Palm Coast.
How far is that?
About 2 hours.
Yeah, you could do that.
I can?
Yeah.
$100 What, $100?
No.
I'd say like $150.
That'd be the tip. $100 would be the tip.
You don't have to tip, but this Uber driver that I was talking to.
I've always heard you don't have to tip, but now I've heard you do. They want you to tip.
Well, they give you the opportunity to tip. Think about this, though. Okay. $50 an hour. Let's say it's $100. Two hour drive. $50 an hour? That's a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
I mean, for the driver.
Yeah. But this girl threw in gas money. $20 for gas money.
Okay.
I don't know why it just got weird on the gas money.
Ask gas or grass
That's
is
right.
what they say.
And
offer her dope.
So Uber drivers want you to tip them now. How much are they getting paid?
That was part of the attraction for me, that it was all on the app and you just get out of the car and go about your you go about your business.
Yeah. Does the driver get 100% of the tip?
I don't know.
That's the thing.
I bet Uber takes a cut. That's why they're pushing it.
This is ridiculous. This is capitalism. This
all
is how it
I
works.
Know is somebody invested a lot of money recently in Uber.
Yeah.
I want to say
a person?
Billions. No, like a country. Does sound right? Does that sound right?
They might have. You never
know. Sound right to anybody?
They might have.
You're not allowed to have Uber in the state of New York. The state of New York has outlawed Uber. That's what I heard.
The cab drivers union.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like people in Buffalo are screwed because they don't have cabs. So they would benefit from an Uber. But it should just be New York City. New York City is basically its own state.
Right.
Yeah.
Its own little planet.
Mm-hmm, that's true.
And so one more thing about the Bob Schneider concert.
Uh-huh.
Jeff found his future Mrs. X Vibbert.
Oh.
So he thought.
Did you just say future Mrs. X?
Ex-Mrs.
Vibbert.
We got a divorce at the end of the show.
You did?
Well, there was an incident.
These whores.
Was it bad?
They were standing up and the Chick can do it justice.
They were groupies?
It's an acoustic show, okay?
Oh,
which is fine, you know?
It's very intimate.
I think he played two songs that most people would recognize, but everything else was just like, oh my God, I can't believe he's playing that. Mm-hmm. But then he plays 40 Dogs at the end.
Sure.
And these two,
they wrecked
one
it.
Of which was up till the point that he started playing 40 Dogs, the future Mrs. Vibbert. And she stood up with, I'm guessing, her mom.
I don't know.
But
yeah.
They weren't acting like mother and daughter. They were acting more like
sisters,
or
maybe a little older sister,
or experimental sorority sister, a lover.
A lover.
Did you just do that with your fingers and your tongue?
Jason.
No.
Jason. I was going to say it was.
Everyone's assuming it was me.
Anyway, so there's. You know, swaying.
And of course, they're right
two rows in front of us, so we can't see dick while they're doing this.
Anybody else stand up?
No.
No.
Okay, no.
Just them.
No. No, yeah. Just...
we had a standing O at the end.
Yeah.
All of us. Standing, mm-hmm. Oh, that's what did it. Was that what did it? The standing O at the end of his set? And yeah. then they stayed standing for yeah. the last two songs.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, they yeah. were a little getting a little too fresh.
Mm. That's
and
weird.
Jeff was and out.
He was out.
Done.
Divorce.
Divorce.
I served her the papers.
Divorced her.
You'll be hearing from my lawyer.
We did have a super fan there.
Oh, we did.
Of you guys?
The podcast.
Kevin.
Kevin Love.
Were you in line with him?
I was.
Last name's Love?
No. Yeah, I think it's
Kenny?
Schultz. Kevin. Oh, I thought it's Kevin Schultz.
I thought it was Kevin Love, the basketball player.
Yeah.
That's why I was like being nice to him.
Oh, my God.
Is there anything funnier than baby Kevin Love?
Oh, that's hilarious. Yeah.
God, those are funny. Anyway, Vibbert, I sent Vibbert for a vodka cranberry.
For drinks, yep.
Sure.
And you're in line waiting for the liquor and doesn't...
Taking forever.
Someone behind you go, hey, are you Jeff Vibbert?
Yes.
Yes, I am.
Also, I went up to get the drinks and I got the last of the vodka. Like, we might have another.
Oh, yeah.
It that's was like true. Just... enough for two drinks, and I took it all. And I, this
Good
is
work.
Mr. McGee.
You should bring your a bottle with you at all times. That way, if they run out, hey.
Try this.
Try this one.
You know, if I start carrying vodka with me, it might look a little odd.
I just put it in a flask. Nobody will know. That's what
yeah,
I do.
Yeah, right. Okay.
But if you, I have a big glass jar, and it has one of those airtight lids that you clip down. And I filled it with orange rinds and poured Chick's vodka on top. Mm.
Oh, are
and
well,
then you put it in the back of the pantry.
But
and
we had this conversation. Are you sure it was? I don't think it was Chick's
vodka. No, I did
vodka,
this yesterday.
Oh, this just now.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, the
it wasn't the limoncello
no,
originally.
That's okay. not. Yeah.
Okay. So you have an instant screwdriver at any time.
So it's
no, it's not. It's infused.
It's
not.
Infusing
it's not
right
like
now.
That.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gosh, sorry, I don't know the.
Sorry, it's infusing now. But I also have a batch of cucumber and basil, which they say is a good base to add to a Bloody Mary.
Mm.
Huh. You get down on Bloody Marys. You just had your first Bloody
Mary. I had
Mary.
My first Bloody Mary with you at
yeah.
Carb
at
the, Day.
Yeah, Carb
at the
Day.
Indy 500.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Huh.
And I got a couple of other ones. I've got pineapple and black peppercorn. Pretty excited about that one, too. All Chick's vodka.
I don't know if I've ever seen Chick eat a fruit other than a banana.
Uh-huh. He eats the orange before he drinks the vodka when it's on the
That's
side.
That's right. I eat an orange every
no,
now.
No, actually
and then.
Having some fruit.
I like cantaloupe only because of the joke. Is that
you
not considered fruit?
You would like cantaloupe.
Oh, is cantaloupe an ignorant fruit?
Muskmelon.
Is that an ignorant fruit?
No.
No.
Melon?
I don't. Yeah.
Although
I
like the joke, we cantaloupe tonight. Dad has the ladder. I love that joke.
That is funny.
Cantaloupe.
Max and I were walking down Market Street on our way to the Circle today to the comic book store. And because he wanted to find a comic book that I would like for my birthday. He wanted, so we looked around and he showed me
what
the
a very adult thing to do.
This reminds me of the Andy Griffith episode where Opie wants to buy Paw a baseball cap for his birthday. But he buys Paw the baseball cap that is his size, not Andy's size. So Andy goes, well, oh, why don't you wear this baseball cap?
Mm-hmm. It wasn't that. It was he wanted to go because he hadn't been to this downtown comic book store, and that's fine. But he also, he is very thoughtful, and I've expressed this to him before, how thoughtful he is in his gift giving, or how important it is to be thoughtful in your gift giving. Just don't give a gift. If you can't find something thoughtful, then write something down that's thoughtful. And so he said, we read the graphic novel The Alchemist, and that's kind of what got he and I on the same page of reading graphic novels, because I thought, you know what, I don't think he's going to get down and read the book, so I'm going to buy the graphic novel.
So is this The Alchemist by Pablo?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah,
what's
yeah.
his last name? Yeah.
Yes.
Escobar.
Yes.
No.
Francisco.
Yes, that one. And so I bought him the graphic novel version, and then actually I read it because he was like, oh, okay, you know, and I thought, well, I'm going to read this version too so that we were on the same page. And so he said that, and so he said, here's a couple, and he goes, read the first couple of pages. If you like it, then that's the one you should get. That's how you read comic books. And I was like, okay. So he walked me through it, and I went with Walking Dead because I haven't seen the series,
okay.
And he said it's very good. So oh. I got the first Walking Dead comic book for my all birthday right. from Max.
What if this is the beginning of a huge you know, hobby of yours? Do you think this is the seed and your son helped plant it?
I would, Jason, you're going to make me cry. No, I would be so happy because I feel like I thought when we were walking away that we were walking down the street and I thought, I can't imagine introducing my parents to something that I love and then them falling in love with it. How awesome would that be? And to be 13 years old and go, Mom, did you read that comic? Oh, yeah. Did you see? You know, like having that in common with my son.
Right.
So between the four of us, even if I fucking hate it, I'm going to do it. Right. Okay. So it doesn't matter. But that's what. Yeah. So I was.
That's cool.
He, which reminds me, too. For Father's Day, he wrote his dad, and I said, if you can't find a meaningful gift, write something down. And so he wrote his dad a little card for Father's Day, and at the beginning of it, it says, the first sentence is, Dad, you are such an inspiration. You're right up there with Mom. And I was like, okay, that's a gift. That's a gift for you. That's a gift for me.
That's outstanding.
Yeah. But when we were walking down Market Street, there was a sandwich sign on the sidewalk, and it said same day weddings.
On downtown?
Downtown?
Yeah, downtown. Wow. And I don't even know what was, like, I didn't even know what the building was. There was no sign.
Sandwich place?
No, it was on a sandwich shop, like a sign, like a sandwich.
Sandwich board.
Yeah.
I'd get married to a sandwich.
Okay, if you're going to get married, which sandwich?
Oh, tuna sandwich.
Tuna sandwich. That's right. Put your face right in there. That's right.
I just had a tuna sandwich before I came here. So
where'd you get it?
Jimmy John's.
Oh,
yeah. I don't like their tuna that much, but
but I introduced you to a really good tuna sandwich.
Oh, Kablinger's.
Yes. I just had it yesterday. Yes. The smoked tuna.
Yes,
literally. Josh and I just had it yesterday.
Oh,
we got a bunch of deep fried fish one day and brought it into the station. And I looked at Chick and I said, "Jeffy's not going to want it to eat this." And so I got him a tuna sandwich.
We need to get the Remember. Yeah. We need to get the baby some tuna.
We did.
I would drag my balls through a field of glass just to hear someone eat that sandwich over a walkie-talkie. Just to hear, like, it's so good.
Oh.
Specifically, the Kaplinger's?
Yes, the Kaplinger's. Yes.
I love tuna fish, and I have not had Kaplinger's tuna fish.
Okay, sandwich. That's another thing. I very rarely buy tuna fish already made. If I'm gonna have tuna fish, I make it.
Albacore tuna.
Yes, we make our own tuna fish. We make our own potato salad.
We make our own ham salad.
Yeah.
Pioneers, that's right.
What else was? But what was it? How did this happen?
Potato
what was the conversation?
Salad, I forget. I said I'm gonna go to the grocery store or something. I'm gonna get some tuna salad. Uh-huh. And she looked at me like I said, I'm going to go.
I was like, you don't buy tuna salad.
Yeah,
you make tuna salad.
Chicken salad. Asshole. What
you don't buy that stuff at that. No.
Yeah, chicken salad and tuna salad, you don't buy.
No, you don't. No, you don't. Ham salad. Sandwich spread. You don't even fuck with sandwich spread. Right. That's nasty.
You familiar with pimento spread?
I'm familiar with it.
Yeah, my grandmother made that a lot.
Yeah, really?
Mm-hmm. It's orange, right?
Yeah, it's orange colored, but yeah.
Are you guys familiar? My family just had this conversation about Braunschweiger. You know what I'm talking about?
We just had it in the studio a couple weeks ago. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Tried. It's pretty. It's a liverish.
It is
liver-like paste.
My cousin sent us a picture, and he said, "Do you remember having this at grandma's house?" And I don't, because apparently she loved me. But it was two pieces of white bread and tomato and lettuce and mayonnaise, and then these big chunks of what looks like soft bologna. And I was like, no.
Yeah, that's Braunschweiger.
It looks like canned cat food.
It does. It looks like canned cat food. That's exactly what it looks like.
And it smells a little bit like canned. It does.
When they had it on the show, there was no better picture painted for the difference between Chick McGee and Tom Griswold.
When you talk about
Yeah, Chick tried it and he goes, this would be really good with white bread.
Mm-hmm.
Tom then tried it and goes, yeah, I'd prefer this with a cracker.
Oh, like a spread. Okay.
A nice wine cracker delivered from Luxembourg.
I wonder what's in Braunschweiger.
I think it's a liver. I think it's a beef liver.
It is?
I think so.
I just bought beef liver today.
On purpose? Is it out in the car?
It is out. No, I brought it inside. Geez. It's in the cooler inside. I bought beef liver and I bought elk steaks and elk burgers.
Mm.
And
elk is very good.
It is very good. Yeah. There, it's But they say the organ meat is really good for Addy. They're suggesting a lot more organ meat. Huh. So we're doing the I'm gonna start with this. She was like, I also have a heart, and I was like, let's start with the liver.
I eat the hearts of my enemies. that got weird. Organ meat. So like liver. What else? Is that
kidneys?
Do you do
kidneys? You do heart?
Brain? Do you eat brains?
I don't know if brains are.
Am I eat lungs?
I don't know. Do you do?
I just know liver.
What? So where do Rocky Mountain oysters fall?
I guess that's an organ.
Yeah. Chicken gizzards.
Gizzards. I don't think you're supposed to prepare them like they do at KFC. Like I don't think I'm supposed to deep fry these livers.
Chicken livers.
I always thought livers tasted like dirt. Like earth.
Yeah, there's a bit of earthy. Very earthy.
Very, very earthy.
You take the liver.
Really good for it.
And you season flour. Dunk it in there and then throw it in the frying pan.
That's what my mom did.
Mm-hmm. Oh, exactly. How my aunt made them also, but I just haven't. But do you remember, like, you didn't get them fresh. Like, this is from a farm in Paoli. These, do you remember the livers? They came and they were, like, in water and they were in that plastic tub. And I was just like, gross.
I don't remember that.
What did your mom deep fry?
Nothing. We didn't. We ate pretty healthy.
You did?
Yeah.
You didn't have a fry daddy?
You didn't have a fry daddy? We had a fry daddy always plugged in on the countertop.
I remember.
You just leave the stuff in there, the grease in there. My mom would put it in the fridge.
Oh,
fry daddy was always in the fridge.
Really?
Yes, because she just used the old oil.
With the grease in there.
We left it solidified.
It would harden up.
Yeah. It would harden up. Yeah, we would. Well, we just let it sit at room. I mean, we just.
Oh, like right on the stove?
And and as soon as you thought, like, we'd be like, Dad, should we change this? He was like, no, it's perfect.
No, it's perfect. I think it's better each time.
Yeah.
That's right.
We ate pretty healthy, but I remember going to my neighbor's house, and I was like 8 years old, and we watched wrestling on like pay-per-view, and they had cheese in a can and butter in a bottle, like a squirt bottle.
Oh, yeah.
And we had pancakes. It was amazing. I wanted to go over
life
there all the
changed.
Time.
Yeah. Life changed forever. Heathens. I remember we lived in an apartment, and there was this family that they were waiting for their house to be finished built. And so they moved into the apartment next to us, which, like, we'd grown up in apartments for the majority of our childhood. And then, so they were like, I assume that's what their experience with us was.
Right.
Because it's like, we would take TV trays outside and put toys that we didn't think we wanted anymore and like make signs and do garage sales. Like, we wouldn't tell our mom we were selling stuff, but we would just line up all of our TV trays and right outside of our apartment door and just try to sell stuff.
That's amazing.
We did pretty good.
How very entrepreneurial.
And then we would walk over to Joe O'Malley's and buy
stuff.
Buy candy,
Yeah. Did you guys ever do a lemonade stand when you were a kid?
No, we just sold our toys. We didn't have any lemonade. What are you talking about?
You need lemons.
You know what? We did do Kool-Aid a lot. Kool-Aid stand. We did Kool-Aid. Gosh, Kool-Aid. I don't know if my kids have ever had Kool-Aid.
We had one brief moment of Kool-Aidness, but they weren't that into it.
What stopped Kool-Aid at your house?
I just don't think they were that into it.
Chocola. That's what we had.
Chocola. My kids love water and milk. I can't explain.
Yeah, my kids are whole milk.
My kids are all, believe it or not, my kids are water. Carbonated beverages.
Really?
Yeah.
Ginger ale. We're still, our family is a big ginger ale. We like ginger ale.
Oh, I love a good ginger ale.
Settles your stomach.
And root beer. We like root beer too.
Well, let's come back and let's do a little more birthday. We need to celebrate some more.
Celebrate the birthday,
It's the Chick McGee Show.
Boy, that is really not rolling off my tongue.
Well, you've had 40 years of not having the Chick McGee Show. You know, your professional career.
That's right. Yeah. There's been no Chick McGee Show up until now.
Well, what did you call your midday show?
Chick McGee for free.
McGee for free. Yeah.
Well, it didn't cost anything. What were you paying for?
We should have called that. That's what we should have named this.
Well, but
free.
It might not be for free.
Well, someday we're going to make you pay for it. I mean, not in cash.
No, God no. Oh, we are.
You're going to pay for it.
Oh, you're
pay for listening.
We're all paying for it. There's no doubt about it. Yeah.
If you're good at something, never do it for free, Jason. Come on.
Look what I've got. Did you guys bring Justice's? Where are your cards for Jess?
Well,
no, I don't need cards.
I'm really anti-card.
Okay.
You're against all cards.
I have a thing about cards.
Uh-huh. You're a billion-dollar industry. People give each other cards every day. You're against that.
You know me. I'm very practical. Uh-huh. And a $5 card, and it's sort of at me. It's like, don't waste $5 on a... Yeah, it might have been more than $5. Mm-hmm. Don't open the card to find out.
I bet it was. If I know where you got it from, it was probably more than $5.
And at my age, uh-huh, I'm representing the 40s.
Okay.
I've seen every damn card.
Oh, you know, you can't.
No, but what they say, eventually they start saying the same thing.
I agree. You know? I make it a point. I collect cards. I have a drawer. Okay. I do.
Jess and I are very similar on almost everything. We finally found something. We're very different.
Very different. I collect cards. I enjoy I enjoy gifting a good card. So I buy cards. If I find a good card that I know multiple people will like, I will buy all the cards.
And spread them out over years?
Yes. To different people, to different sides of the family, so I know that we don't cross
that's
anything.
A lot of effort, and I applaud you.
If you find a good, I have a card that's been, I have cards that are, I mean, probably 10 years old, some of these cards, because I haven't found the right moment to give them. One of them, it says happy birthday, and then when you open it, it says whore, and that's it. And it's my favorite one, and every time I go to give it I'm like, no, you don't deserve it. I have one favorite one.
It's a stick figure. It's a brown paper. It looks like a brown paper bag card made out of a brown paper bag. And on the front, there's a stick figure with a guy standing like this. Mm-hmm. And it says happy birthday on the outside. And then you open it up and it goes, it says, congratulations on being born. Good job. And that's it. I love that song.
You have gifted that card a couple of times.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I gave my dad a card this year that said, happy Father's Day. I love you, but we don't have to talk about it.
We don't have to talk about it. Yeah. I saw that.
And that's how my dad rolls. Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah. I didn't get a card because I wrote you a song.
oh, good.
Gravity!
Gravity.
Oh, we didn't even... Yeah, Chick was asleep. Sorry to go back to the Bob Schneider thing.
Oh, no.
But I like John Mayer.
I do, too.
I like John Mayer. But
No, I didn't say you didn't. Right. But Jeff put in this Spotify playlist that was basically all live stuff.
Oh,
and
he
I was
loves
really
the live
disappointed.
John Mayer. Yeah, he loves live John Mayer.
I was really disappointed. I wanted album cuts, okay?
Oh. I really like the Wyatt Earp John Mayer. I like that one. I like that album.
The what?
Where he looks like Wyatt Earp on the cover. What is that?
You mean
on the album?
Born and Raised or something?
Paradise Valley?
Paradise Valley.
Okay. I don't know who Wyatt Earp is, but...
Wyatt Earp?
Yeah.
The cowboy.
Here's your birthday card. Here you go. Now, I'm going to give you a hint.
Okay.
I've sort of kind of gotten you this card before.
Oh, my... See, this already seems lame.
But I finally found an actual one. I went ahead and got it for you because I thought it would be perfect for the podcast. There you go.
See,
this is a thick card.
Open it carefully.
Is it like the ones that you have that you and the kids give each other?
Sort of.
Makes noise.
Sort of.
Oh, there's cash.
What's it
in
say
that
on the front?
Is it hot in here?
Uh huh.
Or is it just you?
Happy
and there's
birthday.
A fan.
There's a
put it up next to the mic.
Happy birthday, hot stuff.
Oh, hold on.
Oh, wait a minute.
How many did you run the batteries out?
No.
Here we go.
And the fan goes around.
Well, that was good for.
But actually, you know, you have not given me this card before.
I
gave this card to Jason.
I videoed
for his birthday 1 year, and then but it says
I videoed
is it hot
that to you
here?
One time.
Is it hot in here or is it just us? And it's still on the door of our old office.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
That's what that is.
It is?
It's not that exact thing, but it's yes.
Is it hot in here or is it just us? And it actually looks like, I think it looks like a fogged up window. And it
looks
like
it does. Yeah. Absolutely. What's
I don't
weird,
know how it
thank
got
you.
The fan, you're welcome. The fan stops actually so it can let the card whistle. It's amazing what they can do.
Mm-hmm. There's still a bunch of stuff in that room. You'd be surprised. I don't take much down. I mean,
yeah, I know your 40th birthday stuff is still
my
there.
40th birthday stuff, and it's been a few years. Yeah. Christy Lee's tag still up on the door.
You're not gonna come. You're not gonna take that
I'm
down.
I'm never though. Taking that down.
No, you can't take that down.
Plus, I don't think anyone else has noticed.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I noticed one day.
What are you doing back in that part of the building? I don't think you're supposed to be back.
I steal office supplies.
Oh, okay.
There's nothing. Is there the wooden phallic figure that I put up on top of one of the...
We started using we used that on the air for something.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah.
His sword. His sword for Ulysses S. Grant.
Oh, yeah, what about
if you look closely at me, a picture of President's Day when I'm Grant, is I'm holding that the dildo in my sword.
It's wooden, though. Someone carved it.
Yeah. Spent
there
some time.
Was really well done.
Really well done, yeah. Mm. Yeah, right down to where it's cracked.
You need to sand it and stuff. But
And then what else did we have? We had a fake leg.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's still up on the corner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody sent us their their old leg. We were talking about
it
one morning.
They put a Bob and
old,
Tom sticker
old
on
old leg, yeah.
They sent it.
I think it was sort of kind of from a Christmas story when Darren McGavin...
That's the lamp. That's the lamp, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, it's the same thing. It's a leg.
Yeah. So, Jess, can you flip that card over? I want to know how much that thing cost.
Oh, that's a good question.
Should we guess?
$4.93. I'm going to say
$5.95 or
$3.95.
I'm going to say $6.99.
You say $6.99?
$3.95.
No, that's way low. $5.95.
$7.99.
Oh, yes.
Holy woo! Shit! No, but no, but no, but listen to it. How? Again. It's worth it. Listen.
See, I'm over it.
I can just see chicks sitting in that chair, just opening it and closing it, and playing with the
sitting
card all day.
In the chair. I was standing at the CVS laughing. Yeah.
And this is the third card you gave me. You easily spent $20 in cards.
I always do that though on birthdays.
Multiple cards?
Why?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm a big card giver. Oh. You know how you're a card. I make up for it.
I guess
my father is a card giver, and my dad is the card giver with like either the beach or the woods, and it's trimmed. It's like gold foil trim, and then this huge thing. And my sister and my mother also give those cards. And so when my sister gave my dad that card for Father's Day this year, my brother and I laughed really hard because if you have something to say to me, why don't you just go ahead and write it down in the card? I like a card that will make you laugh, but if it's meaningful, then either say it to me or write it down. Don't use someone else's words.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
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 And like I say, all those words have been done.
I'm going to be very honest. If you give me a card that looks like that, I haven't read it. I've never read it. I've never read those cards.
Jason, do you remember the time when I borrowed a book from you? And as a bookmark, I used a card from a former
lover,
a previous administration.
Mm-hmm.
And it had like a nice message to it. I don't think it said my name on it. It was just message, and then it said from blank. And then your wife found the book and was like,
"Oh yeah,
That's
right. Who the hell is?"
Oh yeah,
I felt so bad. She did not overreact, but she's like, "I'm sure there's an explanation here." Yeah. Which leads me to, I don't think and this is the one time I usually buy a card.
Yeah,
is anniversary,
yeah.
Which was like 3 weeks ago or something.
Oh, how long?
I don't think
21.
I don't think I got her a card.
This year?
Yes. And here's how great she is. She didn't say
anything.
Aaliyah, but deep down, she might have been upset.
She might have needed something.
You know what? She's
happy anniversary of our anniversary 3 weeks ago.
She's crying somewhere right now about it.
No, she's not.
Yeah, probably.
My mom was a big underliner.
Oh, I'll do that. I'll do
with
that.
Cards.
I got a lot. My family underlines
happy
and
birthday
quotes.
To
make sure
you.
See the love.
Quotes. Yeah. I don't know why.
Quotes. She did quotes as well. Yeah.
Whoa, what that kind of
quotes. I know.
It almost added.
I don't think I get it. Yes.
Yeah. It almost added sarcasm. I don't think my mom understood the quotes.
Yeah.
I really love you.
Yeah. In quotes. Yeah. I don't think she really understood.
I have someone in my family who puts their name in quotes. I don't know why.
What?
They
like,
do.
Like Skip or something? Like
no.
Quote, like a nickname?
It's, yeah. It's like, it's Aunt Susie. Aunt Susie puts her
name
in quotes.
Quotes.
Yeah, so I don't know if it's because like that's what I call her. So it's like Aunt Susie. I don't know.
Can I just say I've noticed on Instagram anytime like chick posts a photo of us, she goes Aunt Susie's boys love it,
oh, yeah.
And it makes me so happy.
Aunt Susie is in love with Jeff Vibbert.
Ah, Yeah, but I
she
call
is
him.
Concerned about you. She wants to know what you're doing.
Was he there? What did he do?
She wants to know if you're
did
okay.
Did he eat dinner? Yeah, she's really Hi, concerned. Aunt Susie. Yeah, she true. Was. She's worried. And Uncle Danny equally loved you.
He gave me a shirt.
Yeah, he doesn't love very many people.
So what? So. What's the root of this? Do you think that he seems a little helpless and it's like he needs a little help going on in his way of life?
Uncle Danny is a NHSAA, is that right? Or
IHSAA.
IHSAA.
Oh, Nebraska?
No, ISHAA, track and field starter.
Official. Oh, that's right. Yep.
And he has been for a long time, and now he also does, he's now college too. He's done it for years, and so when he realized that he probably started some track, cross country,
for
Jeffy, yeah, like that, just that sent him over. Yeah, he was
a lot of times. A lot of times, people look at me like I'm a project, and like I need to get that kid a meal and some clothing.
I'm sure. Do you ever feel like girls have done that with you?
Oh yeah, I got holes in my armpit.
There's a hole right there.
You know how I know? Because that's the shirt you wore to the East Hills.
It is, yep.
Because I noticed that hole when you wore it then.
I've got like two gray shirts and a V-neck.
Are you going to wear it, tomorrow night to the East Hills?
Probably,
it's only,
yeah.
Only
he's got
appropriate.
A date. He's got a date.
I got a date.
Are you bringing somebody to the East Hills?
Yeah, I'm bringing a plus one.
Do I get to be a weird guy?
And yeah, you guys. You'll
scare the shit out of her?
You guys will meet her. I think I can share... I can share this. Okay, so
how much does she know about your professional life?
A lot. She did some research to see. Before we went on,
is
our
that what
first
you do?
Date. Yeah,
you immediately Google people.
Oh
though, right?
yeah, you creep. And like that's the thing, like
creeper
being on the show. Like if you Google my name, stuff does pop up. But like Facebook is what I have to go off, and you can kind of control that a little more. But so we're talking and. I asked her, I was like, hey, do you want to go get a drink with me? And she was like, yeah, sure.
Did you meet her on Tinder?
No, I'm not on Tinder.
Anymore. Oh, no?
I've been on Tinder for like 4 months.
Plenty of fish.
Bumble. Anyways.
he wouldn't shut up about it on the way up to
Chicago.
Oh, Bumble's a real thing? Oh,
yeah.
But what's Bumble? What's the difference?
The girl has to talk to you first.
Oh. Why? Oh, so you have no choice in
you,
the matter?
You get a swipe and who you like, but you don't get to talk to them.
So you wait and see if they're going to talk to you?
That's the second picture.
Yeah, there's some weird stuff Jeff that comes Ever. Up.
You look like a baby in there.
I am a baby.
With
that's,
a mustache?
That's like 2010?
It's a fake mustache.
2009?
Either way, it's funny. Sorry.
Why are you wearing... Is that a Photoshop mustache?
No, I found a fake mustache. I was drinking in that photo.
Oh, that's right. I remember that. You had... There are bottles just out of sight of the camera on the floor, right?
That was a bad day for you. I'm drunk in all my photos, pretty much.
Yeah.
Oh, then you're fine.
So she Googles you.
So she found out that I have a podcast, jeffhibbert.com. And
which I've been catching up on recently.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like if you want to know it's the Chick and Jess podcast if we'd never slept together.
Okay.
That's what that is.
Yeah.
Like You guys speak. You care about each other. You speak very freely. You're involved in each other's lives. I think that's what it. I mean, like if we would just remained friends,
right?
Yeah,
right.
I think that's fair.
Right. My co-host Caitlin, and she got really upset that I didn't tell her that I was going on a date. I went on a date with a girl a while ago, mm-hmm. and she ended up being into. She goes, "Hey, by the way, I don't know if this is weird, but I'm kind of really into death. It turns me on." And I was like, "Okay, well, bye."
Not sex with a dead person.
No.
You got to clarify.
She goes, I just hook up in like morgues and cemeteries. And I was like,
that's right.
Oh, okay. Well, and during the middle of the thing, she pulls out her cell phone and she takes a phone call, starts speaking fluent Russian.
Are you serious?
Yeah, which really threw me off. I didn't know. Anyways, so that was a bad date. And I told this new girl about it and I was like, I'm just a little hesitant to go on any more dates.
A little gun-shy, sure.
Yeah. And then she's like, I swear I'm not too weird.
And I was like, oh, yeah. Well, is
other
it,
than the Russian thing.
It, no, no, no. This,
this is a different
this
girl.
Is a different girl? Okay.
And we'll give her a name in a second. But she...
A name?
A name.
We've already called her just plus one.
Yeah, oh, plus one. But she goes, the weirdest thing about me is probably I really love whales. And I was like, what? And she's like, yeah, I adopted a whale.
Oh, okay.
I was like, she sends me a certificate. I instantly got on the phone with Caitlin. I was calling her. She was out to dinner. Calling her, sending her text messages like, this girl has a whale. I'm going to marry this girl. She has a little whale tattoo.
And
it's like, I didn't know you liked whale. You like whales?
I don't like whales, but I like the idea of someone loving something that much.
Right.
Well, I mean, adopting a whale, though, is like having a star named after you. You know, I mean.
Well, yeah.
Well, I think it's a little closer than that.
Yeah, it's not in space.
But I decided that
you
if
probably go visit
okay,
your whale.
All right, okay. Show me the whale.
That's where what is the whale? I want show it me to the be whale. Tagged, and you can see where it is at any moment.
That's right.
It is tagged. And she saw...
Is it a GPS?
I want a GPS. She saw
I want the whale to recognize me. If I'm if I'm supporting the whale, it should
well,
be
it
able
depends
to...
On what, it depends on what your visitation is,
it's
okay?
Chick.
If,
oh,
it's, if it's every other I weekend guess. And Wednesdays, then all maybe... Right.
And it like rolls over on its side and flaps its fin.
That's
and it
right.
Sees
oh my gosh, chick. It's chick.
Is it a killer whale?
Killer whale, yeah.
Orca. They
orca,
prefer
yeah.
orca.
Right, yeah.
They do?
Yeah, because they only kill you if you keep them in a pool. But anyway,
but she saw the she met the mom of this orca, and then that was born, and then it
did the mom approve, and then went ahead.
Yeah, okay. And then the mom gave it up for adoption, and now she adopted it. But I think if things get serious, I'm going to you can buy ocean space, like you can buy an
again.
Acre of ocean
again. Okay,
Jeffy,
really?
I don't know if I know anybody that falls in love as fast as you do.
I
know, but you know, it's not even that you're in love. It's that you anticipate being in love and all the wonderful things you're going to do if you fall in love with
I
this
tell
person.
You what, you
like
know what?
Before you even fall in love with them.
I'm going to sell you some. I've got some ocean I need to sell you. Okay, I'm going to sell you a little bit of ocean. And some park
that's a
bench.
George Strait song. If the oceanfront really? Property
ocean
in Arizona.
Property in Arizona.
Yeah.
If this is a job interview, my biggest flaws. Oh, I love too much. Sorry.
No, but I think that if we could, I think this is where Jeff and I have a lot in common, where we really love to support how much someone loves something.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Like, if you are absolutely. Really into it, and then how can I buy you stuff and support this and do this? I mean, to the point that he Googled he could gift her ocean space because she loves whales so much.
I can't afford the Pacific Ocean. I can probably get, like, the Indian. That's what we're looking at right now.
That's what you're down to? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's not... I think at this point, it's the thought that counts.
It is.
Are there whales in the Indian Ocean?
I don't know. It can be like a transplant. We can try it.
So do you get everything below that acre down to the seafloor?
I think technically you are buying the seafloor.
And everything up.
Yeah. I don't
really?
Know if you get the...
You think?
Yeah, I don't know.
You're buying square footage, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, that's how it's... Right? So you got to measure that from... Yeah. Do they rope it off?
That's the big thing in property in New York City now is the air.
Yeah.
Is the
airspace.
Airspace above whatever you own. They
talk about that in
Horse and Pete.
Horse Pete, yeah.
If they rope it off, how funny would that be if you buy it to save the environment and they rope it off and animals are getting stuck?
I bet they have an invisible fence instead.
Okay, that's what it is.
I could see Jeff. I come in the morning. He usually tells me something outrageous.
Mm-hmm.
And he can say, I checked my ocean today. I've got pirates in the ocean.
There are pirates in my
Somali
ocean.
Somali pirates are in my ocean space.
He's all freaking out.
I've been on the phone all morning.
How do you not own stars? You've got to own like five or six stars.
You've bought some stars, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. Big. Red dwarf stars.
For girls?
Yes.
For girls?
Supernova.
Really?
You're my supernova girl. That's what I say.
Aww.
No, I've never bought a star, but I should.
Champagne supernova.
Now, here's the thing about the whale I have an issue with.
Mm-hmm.
It's only for a year. So at the end of a year,
what?
You don't own that whale.
Do they resell it?
It really sounds like you're fostering.
Yeah, it's more of a year-long fostering.
You re-up. You re-up on... The whale.
Really?
Yeah.
This kind of sounds like a scam.
A little bit scammy.
You know what?
But where's the money going?
It's probably going to feed the whale. And to wash it.
Well, maybe. Yeah, it's a whale. Maybe it could lose a couple pounds.
Shower.
Don't they eat like plankton? Don't they eat like acres and acres of plankton?
Killer whales eat like seals and
children
and whatever gets in their mouth.
Trainers.
You said it was an orca whale?
That orca killer is the same. Haven't you guys watched Blackfish? That's
right. Another gift I've thought of is figuring out how to... I can't say it without keeping a straight face. Figuring out how to say I love you in orca. I'm kidding.
I don't think you are kidding.
That was so serious.
At the least you could make a gif that and with a orca and then you could and the noise and then just
if you keep doing this, you're going to end up like me. So stop it.
That's not true. He's you backwards. When you were 25, you could give a less. About
well, that's true.
You didn't care about the whales?
No, I didn't give a shit about anybody but me when I was 25. Okay. That's true. Yeah. That's absolutely true.
So I think we just call her Whale Girl.
Whale Girl?
I don't know if that's flattering, but Whale Girl.
Just Willy. Something about
just make the noise.
Willy. What about Willy? Something about
Free Willy?
Free Willy.
Nah, I wouldn't do that.
Big Dick Willy.
big Dick Boss.
Wants to free the Willy.
So it's my birthday.
Yeah.
I know. Mm-hmm. So we're all going to, except you, we're all going to the concert tomorrow night.
I know.
It's okay.
Previously spoken for wife made up.
Yeah, you
plans.
Might want to do that considering you didn't get her a card for your anniversary.
Well, I haven't seen her in 3 years.
Do you guys celebrate all your anniversaries?
Yeah, nothing big. I mean, literally one time.
You do first date.
First what?
Date.
Yeah, we know that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It
comes up. I mean, it's like, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go into that. It's kind of weird and personal.
Oh, the first time they intimate.
No, the date of the first date.
Oh, really?
Sort of significance, yeah.
Oh, 9/11.
Yeah. No.
Never forget.
Oh. We've been married a lot longer than that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true.
Been a lot longer than that.
No, I only say that because recently we were planning an event and I said September 11th and everybody was like, oh, and I was like, no, it's okay.
Yeah. Oh, I know a kid who's how old is a whatever year, born on that day.
Oh, one.
Of 01.
Yeah.
You know, it's.
Yeah.
Every year, like it comes around, I'm sure they kind of.
Bob Zaney's birthday's on September 11th. Yeah. That's true. It is true.
It's true.
Is he still alive?
Alive? Yeah, I don't know.
Who, Bob Zaney?
Yeah.
Don't know.
I don't know either. I
have no idea.
I don't know.
Can we find out by the next episode?
Well, why don't we see if we can find out by the end of this episode? Just
text
him and say, hey, are you? We're doing a podcast. Wonder if you're alive.
Somebody did say something maybe about us doing his podcast or something. I don't know.
I don't know about that either.
No? Okay. I'm not sure.
I didn't hear about
that. We've never been invited.
Hmm.
Am I supposed to do Jeff Bodart's podcast?
That's the, what is it?
I don't know, something about
psychics,
maybe? Kind
of makes you think, some psychic.
All I'm saying is, he better remember your birthday.
Don't you think?
That should have got way more laughs on that side of the room.
I had water in my mouth.
Mm-hmm. I think it is odd when you go to a psychic and the first thing they ask you is, what's your birthday?
Mm. Oh, I just watched, I think, Chick, you recommended this documentary, The Honest Liar.
Oh, yeah.
I just watched it last night.
What is
the
it?
The Amazing Randy. Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah, it's interesting. Has a
the magician
twist
who
and,
goes, he's a magician who's made a life's work out of exposing.
Is he the one that he usually wears a mask or doesn't reveal?
No,
he's open and says who he is.
His name's The Amazing Randy?
Yeah, yeah.
He couldn't have thought of a better stage name than Randy.
No, listen, he was.
He's
not
been
the Randy
forever.
I'm worried about. It's the Amazing before the. I have yet to meet an Amazing Randy.
No, a lot of people were deceiving others through magic or sleight of hand or.
But isn't
just
that
whatever.
What magic is?
Yeah, but there's,
well,
there's
but they
sort
were
of an ethical
passing it
issue.
Off. Yeah, they were passing.
Oh,
it
you would like this, Jeff?
They were making. Yeah, they were making.
Even the faith,
taking advantage of people in
even
a very
healers.
Dishonest way.
Ooh.
Right.
You know, the,
oh yeah.
And then the one he really didn't
pulling
like
cancer
was
out
the,
of people and fake chicken liver stuff like that.
What's the one? Who's the guy he really didn't care for? Geller.
Yuri Geller. Yuri Geller,
yeah.
Who would bend the spoons.
Was a mentalist. He mm-hmm. called himself. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
Yeah. It was interesting. Very interesting.
Very interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. It wasn't what I thought it was going to be, but mm-hmm. I enjoyed it. It's been out for a couple of years, but The Honest Liar. Yeah.
I really enjoy those books that like the Chinese horoscope, like the year that you were born. And then on your birthday, it says, okay, because I do believe that when you're born, you're kind of like you take on the energy of the environment that you were born in. Okay. Whether it was peaceful or whether it was hectic or whether your parents hated each other or whatever, I feel like there's a part of that kind mm-hmm. of that you take that. But I read a book the other day that said if people born on June 29th should be for their occupation should be either a midwife, which I think that's awesome. I would do that, mm-hmm. and I even toyed with it, but it's not legal here in our state.
Okay.
It's not legal to deliver babies as a midwife in our state. There's a full-time parent.
Okay.
Yeah, check. So that's pretty right. Or psychic. So I bought some books about being psychic.
So,
it's not, I'm just curious. I'm really curious to hear what, like, if people think that you can teach, I think that people can have a sixth sense. I think that there's certain things.
Everybody has that. I think you just feel things. It's like a muscle.
Yeah. Like when they say that, that was deja vu. Well, they say that deja vu is what tells you that you're on the right path, that you're doing the right thing. If you feel like you've experienced this before, it's because that's what you're supposed to be doing. I've learned a lot of this from Ryan Singer's podcast, too.
Oh, yeah. Ryan's nuts.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah. He's nuts.
You think so?
Insane.
He was on, I think he did Crab Apples with
Bobby,
with your friend Bobcat. Yeah. And I saw where that one of Chick's favorites was on the Crab Apples thing too. It's the kid from Cincy. What is his name?
Jeff Tate.
Jeff Tate.
Oh yeah.
But then he didn't show up.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know if he canceled or if something That's happened, weird. But it was, yeah, but when they did it later, they said he wasn't there. Isn't that weird?
That's weird.
Yeah.
What's your astrological sign, Jess?
Cancer.
What are the...
Crab.
I wasn't going on animal.
Oh.
What is...
Sagittarius.
What? I don't care about you, chick. Okay. What are the typical characteristics of
it's a
Cancer?
It's a water sign. Okay. So I don't know what that means.
But no, you're
very emotional, okay. Very...
garbage man of the sea.
What?
The crab.
Oh, I thought about her.
Oh.
Thanks. I think it's just very emotional, very... I don't know. I think also with me, it's... I can be very closed off until I get to know some. Like sure. I think that's that. It. Very closed off, and then if I get to know you and invite you in, then
really closed off.
Is that right? Uh huh.
Would you like to? Well, maybe we could look up Cancer because it's your birthday and see what the official explanation would be.
I don't know. I don't. Jason. I think it's very. I know that. I'm trying to think of other people that I know that are Cancers.
David's a Cancer.
I know. Oh, he is. When's his birthday?
July 9th.
Oh, okay. But other people I know that are Cancers. Well, you know what? I think I do know a couple of other people that are Cancers.
Cancers to the environment?
Yeah. No, Cancers
well,
to the environment.
Well, one of them is. That's for sure.
No, I think I do know a couple, but I don't think that we're alike. So.
No.
No.
In one case, I know, no.
No, but I don't know. I just always thought it was a very, very family oriented, maybe very emotional.
Well, that might be Italian. I don't know if that's.
I think that, I don't know.
Is it?
I
okay,
really
here,
don't.
Here's
what
the
does
thing
it say?
Okay. Right.
You're deeply sensitive
mm-hmm.
and may take things too personally.
That's true.
So you,
but she doesn't want anyone to know.
But I don't
know.
Tell anybody. I had a friend tell me the other day, somebody said, well, you're so confident. And my best friend goes, oh, no, she's not. She wants everybody to think she is, but she's not. And I was like, thanks?
Yeah, you try to consistently have your defensive shell in place to avoid being hurt by others.
Sure.
Okay. You're also very sentimental and will easily dwell on old memories.
No, not really. Mm-mm. No, I mean, you know,
you recall a lot of.
Oh,
great
I recall.
Memories.
I have a lot of memories. I don't dwell on. If I dwell on something, it's. I don't know. Maybe I do.
You have great intuition, perseverance, and powers of observation and intelligence inside of you. I'd agree with that.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. When you harness this, there's nothing you can't accomplish.
She's like a private detective.
Chick does say that. I think that you think I'm like a private detective because
everything.
You are so
non-observant.
Yeah, non-observant. And it's not that. It's just you are very you're very good at focusing on what you need to do that you don't notice details. Like, I've always been curious, if you and I were in a bank and it was robbed, what your story would be and what his story would be. It would just be very
okay.
Different.
Vibbert's smiling and laughing too. I've just about had it with all three of you.
Seven guys with guns.
No,
I think I heard 15 gunshots.
I saw. But I feel, I didn't see one gun.
But we watched something on. I don't know if people still watch if 2020. I don't know, but I remember you and I watched something on TV once, and it was a video of it was like a surveillance video, and it was okay. This person came in and they did this, and then they didn't show it, and they're like, "Did you know what color the guy was wearing, or did he have a hat?" Da da da. Chick said all of the opposite things of what happened. Yeah, it was so bizarre.
As you were saying that, I was thinking, have you ever seen the fun video of something kind of a surveillance thing, and then it goes, did you see the bear walk through?
Yeah.
And you go back and watch it, and there's like this guy in a bear costume walks by, and you don't notice it at all. Time.
That's so weird.
That's weird.
Yeah, it is weird.
I'd like to get a bear costume.
Okay, so let me finish this up.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're not fond of change, but this doesn't stop you from doing what needs to be done. You have the courage to push on and come out swinging.
Yeah, probably.
If pushed.
I don't know. It's.
I could find a different one.
Yeah, but you have a different.
Oh, you know, that astrology stuff has different. A lot of.
Yeah, there's.
Yeah, nurturing and protective of others. That's you right there.
Yeah, I think that everybody is like this. You only do what you want to do. Like. Even if you don't want to go to work in the morning, you do want to go to work because you want to have a paycheck, so you go to work.
No. When you said one of the most famous things that rattles around of the many things you've told me over the years is that if you want to do something, you'll find a way to do it. If you don't want to do something, you'll find an excuse not to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't think I said that. I think I read that somewhere. I don't think I said that.
Well, no, but I mean, it's. I mean,
no, yeah, but I just, I think
that's absolutely the fucking truth. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't, I, yeah, it's, it, that is.
And everyone is like that.
Yeah, I think everyone is. I don't think that.
And
really...
everyone gets, what else did you say? Something about.
I'm sure I read it on Pinterest. It's funny.
Something about behavior or whatever, and they're like, what do they get? Why are they behaving that way? They must be getting something out of it.
Oh, absolutely. I don't think that anybody, even if you're acting like an asshole,
they're getting something out of that.
Yeah,
they're benefiting somehow.
Somehow it makes them feel better, and it's feeding whatever they need. Need to feed. I know that I've always been really nervous about. I don't like death. I don't. I've always been very, very scared to
die.
Evidently,
Vibbert's gonna starting to date somebody who you talk
to
about it.
Yeah, no, I don't want to. But I think I remember Chicks told me before too. Like, the more comfortable you are with the concept, you know, that's just a part of getting old. So when you're young and you're scared to die, that's probably appropriate. But I think that I used to be scared to die because I just didn't want to be buried alive. Like, even if I'm dead, I'm still scared that I'm gonna wake up or if something's gonna happen, I'm gonna be stuck or I don't know. But now that I'm older and I have children, I'm more scared of them being without me if something were to happen to me. That's my fear now. Mm. And them being prepared or them not having a mother presence if something go, 'cause I mean, no offense, but I'm not real comfortable even around any of the women that I know right now. So I'm going to stick around. But this morning... But I feel better about growing old. Also, I was looking through a photo album, and my grandma was really ugly when she was young. So I feel like I'm just going to get prettier with age too. So according to the women in my family, that's what's going to happen. But Addie woke
me
up.
That's good news.
Yeah, that's great news. Mm-hmm. Addie woke me up this morning, and she said, "Guess who's not 34 anymore?" And
Okay, that's funny.
I love it when kids come up with a way to... Just
not happy 35th birthday, Mommy. Mm-hmm. Guess who's not 34 anymore?
Well, you know, there's... Oh, that's my 3 o'clock... why did I have that set for my...
Is it time for devotional?
No, that was for my honey, and tea thing. I had.
Oh.
Well, I had it set today.
You go to your mat. That's what it reminds me of. Mm-hmm. And
When you were praise. In kindergarten, you go to your mat? What?
No, I mean, yeah, like devotional, like a prayer. But isn't there
there's a psychological concept where the closer you are to death, the more comfortable you get with it.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. Yeah. I am, you know what, somehow I'm more comfortable being cremated than being buried, so I'm going to do that instead.
Mm. Okay.
Because I also feel like if I die, I'll always be there with my kids as opposed to them having to come and see me somewhere. Like, they don't have to feel guilty about coming to a graveyard. I'll be there. I'll make it real creepy. I'll be in their house all the time.
Mom's watching us from the mantle. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, I don't know.
That is, okay.
I don't know. I've always thought that I was going to... I always thought I was going to die young anyway, so we'll see. We'll find 27. Out, I guess. 27?
Yep, got 1 year left.
Really?
Yep.
You and Hendrix?
Janis Joplin.
Were they 27?
Jim Morrison.
27?
Was 27? Amy Winehouse. Yeah.
Amy Winehouse was 27.
Kurt Cobain.
Kurt Cobain.
No, it's...
Yeah. Yeah.
Different placement.
Courtney did it, though.
Oh, she definitely did it.
Totally Courtney had it done.
Right.
You think
Oh, you look it up.
Yeah. Oh, there's a great another
Soaked in
another
Bleach. Soaked in Bleach documentary.
Oh, the documentary?
You watch it.
Is that the one that she was fighting so hard to not come out?
Yeah, probably, and it's like, holy fuck, of course. Yeah. Oh, my, how is this woman not in jail?
Really?
That's what you get when you get to the end of the movie. It's like, I'm going to go with citizen's arrest her ass. Yeah.
Do you think, I don't know. You know who else's birthday it is today?
No.
Gary Busey.
Oh, God.
So when you say, who do I share a birthday with, you always think Gary Busey.
Busey. Mm-hmm.
See, I'm Thomas Jefferson.
Are you really?
Yep.
Rich Little.
You are?
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah.
Macaulay Culkin.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
Yours is the most appropriate.
A little bit. Yeah. You're the one who's...
Really?
You kind of
you do kind of have that haircut. If you just started doing drugs, you'd look just like him.
Okay. I don't think that's a compliment. Please don't say that again.
If you just, hit the side of your face and...
That would be a good Christmas card for you to do.
Buzz's girlfriend. Woof.
Yeah. Oh, that was a good movie.
Mm-hmm. Such a good Christmas movie.
Woof.
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 Well, we got one down.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for listening to the first Chick McGee show. See, it does sound stupid, doesn't it? I told you.
It sounds great. You know what? We could call it Side Chick.
Tell your friends.
That's what Kostaki.
No, he said Chick on the side.
Oh, Chick on the side.
That's like implying food. I'm talking about like your side chick.
That's Jason. That's Jess. That's Jeff. This has been the Chick McGee Show.
A Podcast One production.
A Podcast One production.
Good night, everybody! Using the singer butter. It's all because I love you, baby. It's all because I love you, girl. It's all because I love you, baby. You ready? You ready? Let's roll.